The Snake Alley Criterium in Burlington is a challenging race for professional and amateur bicyclists. And for those who want to push it a bit harder, Criterium organizers offer the Cobble Climb. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has the story.
Ripley's Believe It or Not once declared Snake Alley the crookedest street in the world. It has five switchbacks and climbs 60 feet over a single city block. It's in the Mississippi River Town's historic Heritage Hill District.
The picturesque, special nature of Snake Alley is obvious, but it's really one of the few things in the country that you can do that's that beautiful.
This is Steve Cullen of Seattle, Washington, who came to Burlington to compete in a couple of the races.
So I'll race Masters, and then I'll race in the pro event.
Cullen was talking shortly after competing in an event he did not even know about until after he arrived in town. But when he found out about it, he knew he had to give it a try.
This is completely unique. Not a single thing in the entire country like this thing.
This thing is the Cobble Climb. It takes place in Cobblestone Alley, just half a block from Snake Alley. It's done over the noon hour during a break from the Criterium races. Like Snake Alley, Cobblestone Alley rises about 60 feet over a single block. But it's different because it's a straight shot up. And while Snake Alley is paved with bricks, Cobblestone Alley is paved, as you might guess, with cobblestones. Big, bumpy, hard cobblestones. And it's narrow, maybe 15 feet wide. So when hundreds of people line the alley for the cobble climb, they're right on top of the competitors, similar to the Tour de France. It's a two-block time trial, with one bicyclist riding at a time. Event organizers at the finish line have the stopwatch and use a two-way radio to let organizers and riders at the starting line know when to begin.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Go, Libert!
For the first block, bicyclists head up a slight hill in an alley paved with bricks. It's pretty smooth and fewer people line up along this stretch. Riders then cross Washington Street, where the crowds are denser and the food truck generators hum in the background. Then it's up Cobblestone Alley. Even if a rider loses momentum and his feet touch the ground, like this rider, he's not done. He's expected to dismount and walk or run the bike the rest of the way up. The best time recorded was around 34 seconds. Cullen got it done in 42. And this is all he could muster up moments afterward.
Whew, okay.
Cullen says he zipped through the first block and hit Washington Street with momentum.
Over the road section, you get one shift, maybe, which I didn't take. And then you smash over the top of these things as hard as you possibly can.
And as he made his way up Cobblestone Alley, it got tougher and tougher to keep going.
It took me probably 9 seconds to go the last 20 meters. I was paperboying all over the place at the top. It was pretty tough.
Paperboying.
Oh, yeah. Paperboy is it's a bike slang for... Because you know how a paperboy, when they deliver newspapers, they cut sideways, throw a paper, cut sideways, and throw a paper. So when you're really, really in trouble on a bike, you'll zigzag left and right to take the gradient out. You know, because when you're going sideways, it's not as steep, so they call it paperboying. So I was paperboying at the top, like a couple pedal strokes.
Because Cullen did not anticipate doing the cobble climb, he used his road bike with its lightweight frame and skinny tires. Other riders brought specialty bikes known as fat bikes. Jory Connor of Burlington says they're built for surfaces such as Cobblestone Alley. The bikes have a thick frame and fork to accommodate the 4-inch-wide tires.
I mean, they'll just go up and over the roughest stuff you can throw at it. And it's real hard to wipe out on them because they're so wide. You can corner as hard as you want and really not have to worry about it.
Connor says fat bikes are good in snow, mud, and sand, and he even rides his around town. Connor says this is the fourth year he's done the cobble climb. He does not know his time for the event.
I didn't even hear it. I don't know. That's okay, though. I just came out to support the cobble climb because it's the coolest race here, and it doesn't get much attention.
It did not seem to get much attention this year. Fewer than 15 riders took part. But Connor and Cullen hope it will get more attention through word of mouth. Cullen could help with that. He's traveling the nation this spring and summer to ride in races and write a book about the history of criteriums. He calls the Cobble Climb an awesome event and says this is the only time of year bicycle riders get a chance to try something like this. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.